Well, hey everybody, welcome to episode 304 of the Ankeny Fanatic Weekly Podcast. As always, it is brought to you by our good friends at Legacy Realty of Iowa and Revive Dermatology Clinic and Spa. Whether you're buying or selling, choosing the right real estate agent is key. With Legacy Realty of Iowa, you'll work with a dedicated agent from our team of 75-plus professionals who know the Ankeny market like the back of their hand. Our agents provide personalized service to meet your unique needs and goals, ensuring your real estate journey is smooth and successful. As one of the largest brokerages in the area, we leverage the latest tools, resources, and marketing strategies backed by the power of LPT Realty to give you the edge in today's competitive market. At Legacy Realty of Iowa, it's not just about a transaction, it's about building your legacy. All right, we're going to talk a lot of Ankeny girls tennis today. We have a father-daughter combination joining me. To my left is the head coach of the Hawkettes, and he has guided the team to a 3-6 record. He is Steve Smith. Coach, thanks for joining me. How are you doing?
Thanks for having us, Dan.
Hey, you bet. To my right is the coach's daughter. She is a senior and the team's number one player. She has yet to drop a set this season. She is Kira Smith. Kira, thanks for joining me. How are you doing?
Thank you.
Well, yeah. All right. We're just going to bounce some questions back and forth between the two of you today. We'll talk about the current season here in a bit. But first, I want to talk a little bit about Kira's experience down there in Florida at the Gomez Tennis Academy in Naples. You left Ankeny as a junior to go there and spend a year and a half at the academy before returning this spring to graduate with your class and to rejoin the tennis squad. Now, if I remember right, Coach, this opportunity came about because of some connections that you had, right? Can you talk about that?
Yeah. So it's an interesting story because we were near the end of her sophomore year, and we had the opportunity. It's not very often that a Big 12 tennis tournament is anywhere near Iowa, right? But this one was at Lawrence, Kansas. So we went down there. We watched. Iowa State did really, really well, right? And she came back from that and said, I want to play at that level. I want to play at Iowa State. Do you understand how much effort it takes to get to that level? I mean, it takes a lot of effort to get to that level. She went, I want to play that. And I want to play for Iowa State. So, you know, we started looking across a whole bunch of different options, you know, some in Kansas City, some in Lawrence, some around here. And we called one of her good friends from the Missouri Valley tournaments, and we knew that they were kind of similarly in the same position, right? They wanted to try to get to that next level. Like, hey, you know, we're thinking about doing something different, doing something more, maybe doing an academy or something else. And they're like, well, it's funny you say that. We're going to go to the Gomez Tennis Academy in Naples, Florida. So, you know, we start talking to them. We're like, well, it's interesting because we know two young ladies that are training down there. They were from the Quad Cities, and one was a year older than here, and one was a year younger. And we, you know, known them from tournaments, and you know, knew they were really good tennis players. And the older one had been there for like 5 years. So we started investigating, and we decided, all right, we'll give it a try. Went there. It's Naples, Florida. So this is Southern Florida, right? It's not cold in Southern Florida ever. And we went there she went there the first week of June. Extraordinarily hot, right? And so then it was kind of one of those things, like the first day, I think she was cramping. And the second day, you know, every muscle in her body ached because the level of intensity is just like 7 notches higher than anybody else was used to. So I was like, okay, all right, well, we'll see if you make it that first week, then, you know, that's going to be impressive, right? Because honestly, a lot of kids go a week and they're never coming back. After the first week, I'm like, so how was it, you know? And she's like, I want to stay, right? And so she went back for 3 more weeks, and we were there the first week, but the last 2 weeks, you know, we went back home. And so she's by herself, and you know, she's calling. She's, I'm not coming home. I'm like, that's not how that works. We have plane tickets, all that kind of good stuff. But she's like, I don't want to come home. She came home, did some cool stuff with the church for, you know, during the summer. But then it was like, I want to go back. So we kind of looked at it, and you know, we loved the academy. We liked what they taught, all that kind of good stuff. But ultimately, it was like, all right, well, we're going to have to check. How does this work with the school? Because she was actually at Ankeny High School the entire time, right? She was just doing online classes rather than in-person classes. So that's the story.
Oh, wow. Well, Kieran, I would imagine, you know, the thought of moving away from your hometown, away from all your friends would be kind of intimidating, but obviously you're really excited about the opportunity, huh?
Yeah, I mean, I was excited because I was only going for like a week or so, and it wasn't like a huge thing. It was just like a summer thing. But then, as he said, like, when I went for a week, and I'm like, I won't stay. So yeah.
Well, you told me for the prep of the week, you know, a few weeks ago, that it had been an adjustment for you, you know, from being on the courts all day at the academy to going back to school, you know, but obviously you had to take classes while you were down there and doing it online. So how were you able to fit in all those classes? Did you do a lot of it at night then?
So during like the school year, they'd have like 2 hours or so like for lunch, and then people would do like, a lot of people there did like an ICL academy. And then, so that's when I would like do my homework, and then yeah, when I'd get back, I'd do stuff as well.
Well, Coach, you just told me that, you know, you spent most of that time down there with Kira while you were there. And, you know, as a coach, I'm sure you know, you could see the progress that she was making, you know, while you were down there. How do you think she improved the most while she was down there?
You know, it's kind of an all-around thing. They work on so many different skills that, you know, you see the ground strokes, the serves, the pattern work. You know, at the end of the day, you know, confidence is earned on the practice court. And you're putting in, you know, 4 hours a day on the practice court doing the same drills, but super intense level of drills against, you know, future, frankly, you know, professional tennis players. You get better and you see it. So, I mean, there isn't one thing. I mean, I guess if there's one thing, it's probably a drop shot, because they play on clay. You know, half their courts are clay. So if you don't have a drop shot, you're at a severe disadvantage. So she learned that. And then the movement is what's probably off the charts better.
And Kira, you obviously aren't going to be playing, you know, matches that whole day, so you guys must have done, you know, just a ton of drills throughout the day, huh?
Yeah, so we have, like, two sessions. The first session was, like, drills and stuff like that, and then the afternoon we do, like, short sets or stuff for, like, an hour and a half or so.
Now, was the plan all along for you to come back, you know, this spring, or is that just something you decided you wanted to do?
So I had to come back in order, like, to graduate from Ankeny, since there's some they didn't offer online, like some classes. So I knew I was coming back, yeah.
Oh, gotcha. And Coach, I'm sure you know you were happy to be back and to have her on the team, to have a two-time state qualifier back on the team, huh?
Yeah, no complaints on that.
Well, Kira, you told me for the prep of the week that another adjustment for you, you know, is getting used to the Iowa weather again after spending 18 months down there in the Florida heat. Does the Iowa spring weather seem even colder now than it did before?
Yeah, the first couple of weeks were kind of rough. Also, the wind, which is not as severe in Florida typically, so yeah.
Well, luckily we've had some pretty decent weather here, you know, for the most part. This last week has just been spectacular. You know, Coach, has this been one of the better springs that you've had weather-wise?
I think temperature-wise, it's been the best spring. The last week or so, the wind has gone down. The wind was still notable the first part of the year, right? And so, like, we had some meets that would be forced to play inside just because of the wind levels if you were at the college level. So we've had like 3 or 4 of those meets where it's like, it's probably too windy to really be playing outside, but that's just part of Iowa spring tennis. And
right.
Thankfully, I won't have to deal with any more spring tennis.
I didn't know about that with the colleges. So if there's a certain wind level, they don't even play outside, huh?
Yeah, I'm not sure exactly what it is, but I think if it's a 25 mile per hour or greater baseline wind or something like that, I don't know what the gusts are, but I think the baseline wind's over 25, then they have to.
Interesting. All right, listen to the Yankee Fanatic Weekly Podcast, sponsored by Legacy Realty of Iowa and Revive Dermatology Clinic and Spa. Revive opened in 2017 and is located on the south side of Ankeny near Hy-Vee. They provide top-tier aesthetic procedures as well as dermatology. You can usually get a dermatology appointment the same day. Revive offers Botox, fillers, lasers, medical-grade skincare, weight loss injections, and cool sculpting. Revive loves Ankeny and is very supportive of this community. You can give them a call at 515-965-5677. Well, we're talking with Ankeny girls tennis coach Steve Smith and his daughter Kira. Well, let's talk about this current season now. Kira, you opened the season on April 8th with an impressive win over Sophie Tannenbaum of Valley, and she was the first of 3 top 10 opponents that you've defeated. Now, I'm sure you weren't lacking in confidence, but did that win show you that you could come back to the Iowa high school scene, you know, right away and do pretty well this spring?
Yeah, definitely. It's always hard, like, your first match coming back, especially when you haven't played a match in a while, honestly. And against Sophie, she's a great player, so I knew I had to play my A game. So, yeah, pretty good.
Well, unfortunately, you did suffer an abdominal strain that day, and then you sat out the next 2 meets before returning to face Ankeny Centennial a week later. In that match, you only played doubles, and you had to serve underhanded. But you were able to help your team to an 8-3 win. You waited another week before you returned to the singles lineup, and you've gone 4-0 in singles since. Now, you did have to deal with another issue yesterday, and we'll get into that here in a little bit. But as far as the abdominal strain goes, you know, are you completely healed from that, or are you still having to nurse that along a little bit?
I'd say, completely healed. It's important to still, make sure it doesn't get hurt again and stuff like that. But, yeah, it hasn't been an issue.
Well, that's good. And, Coach, I mentioned the win over Centennial, and that was just Ankeny's second victory ever over the Jaguars. So that was definitely one of the highlights of your season. You've also posted wins over Ottumwa, and you had an 11-0 shutout over Southeast Polk. So you guys are now 2-4 in the conference. You know, overall, have you been happy with the team's progress?
Yeah, I mean, it's funny. You talk about our wins, and we love to win. Right? Everybody loves to win. And, you know, Centennial's had an amazing tennis program for years. So getting a win against a program like that, it's obviously going to be a highlight, especially cross-town rival, all that kind of stuff. Honestly, I think, you know, some of our best performances have been in our losses. When we played Valley, that was probably our best meet. You know, we had some really good level of competition, frankly, across the board. And that's one of the best teams in the state. So we love playing the best teams. I think that brings up our game. And you know, you want to win, but sometimes it's about how you play the game too.
Well, you mentioned the loss to Valley. You know, this conference is just such a gauntlet. That was a 9-2 loss, and then you also fell to Waukee and Johnston before dropping a 10-1 decision to Waukee Northwest yesterday. And I know you still have to go to Dowling Catholic on Friday. You know, you really have to be ready to play every day in this league, don't you?
Yeah, I mean, Waukee is kind of the midpoint, right? And that's in something that, honestly, they should be ranked, but they're not. You know, you got the top four teams in the state. You have to play, right? So if you don't come prepared, it's going to be a rough night. What we talk about as a team is, are you going to compete? You know, even if you get beat, you can still compete, right? And so bring that game, regardless of the score. There's been so many times I've watched a match and somebody will win the first set 6-0, and then all of a sudden they lose, they get going, it's flipped, and it's 6-0 the other way, and you're in the third set tiebreaker for a match. So, you know, we talk about put the pressure on the opponent no matter what, bring your level of play up no matter what. I had a little bit of an example of that last night where our one doubles lost 6-0. In the first set, and then it became a match in the second set. And I think if they win one more game, that other team gets a little more scared. They play a little tentative, and we can play free, and things can change really quick.
Well, you told me after the meet yesterday that you knew it was going to be a tough one going up against the best team in the state, and they also had their full singles and doubles lineup for the first time. But I know the Wolves lost earlier to Johnston, who is still undefeated. So you think that Northwest is the best team in the state? Is that because were they not 100% when they faced Johnston?
So in the coaches' poll, right, the one the thing I go for and the thing that kind of gives the standings, the reason they're number one, so Johnson has beaten, I think, both Valley and, or is it Dowling? So Johnson's got two wins over teams that are above them, and the reason that they're still below them is because they've lost in postseason play format. So they've won their 4 and 5 doubles each time.
Oh, gotcha.
But that doesn't count for postseason play. So when we go as coaches, we only take that 6 singles and 3 doubles into consideration.
Okay. Well, the Northwest tennis coach is Chad Gillick. Of course, he coaches the Johnston girls basketball dynasty as well, and now he's got one of the best girls tennis teams in the state. You know, he must be doing something right over there, huh?
Yeah, he is. He's in the right location for sure, right? So I think if you saw Coach Gillick on the basketball court and then you saw him on the tennis court, you'd think that you're two different people. He's pretty chill when it comes to tennis. He's like, I'm not a tennis guy. You guys do your thing here. I'll put that lineup forward, and you do your thing. I think he's a little bit different than that in the basketball court. That's his sweet spot. But he's a really good dude. I mean, I've known him for quite 5 years now, and he and I basically have a good time because he's a basketballer, and as you know, I'm very much a basketball player as well. So.
Oh, yeah. Well, the Wolves do boast three of the top seven players in the Class 2A individual rankings. One of them is Riley Hilton, who was ranked fourth. But, Carrie, you posted a 7-6, 6-2 victory over her yesterday, and I was there for most of that match. And, you know, that was by far the most competitive match that you've had this season. You know, and you also had to deal with some cramping in that match, didn't you?
Yeah, I did.
Did that get pretty painful? Is it hard to keep going?
Yeah, especially when the adrenaline wore off after the match and I sat down and did not get up for 20 minutes.
Well, even though you won, I was really impressed with Hilton, too, because she hit a lot of winners as well. Now, had you ever played her before?
Actually, I don't think I have. She used to go to the same, academy as me, but no, I don't think I've ever actually played much.
I haven't seen too many girls that can, you know, hit the ball back at you almost as hard as what you hit it, but she certainly did, didn't she?
Yeah.
Well, you told me for the prep of the week that, you know, the part of your game you developed the most at the Gomez Academy was your ability to be mentally tough and to stay physically strong throughout a match. Well, you're obviously dealing with a physical issue yesterday, but so did you have to draw even more on that mental ability to get past that?
For sure, yeah. That was a big part of the match.
Well, Coach, I know you had to focus on some of the other matches as well, so you probably didn't get to see, you know, all of Kira's match. But, you know, the way the meet went, you know, a lot of those matches did get over quickly, so you probably got back to see most of it. You had to be impressed with the way that, you know, she battled through that.
Absolutely. I mean, like you said, I didn't see most of the first set, but I did get to see, you know, kind of the end of the first set and then most of the second set, because at that time most of our singles matches were done. And, yeah, I mean, you could tell. I mean, we weren't going to tell Riley this, but, you know, we knew she was cramping. We knew that it was a lot of, you know, turmoil at that point in time, and it just took her will to kind of just fight through it and kind of honestly just ignore the pain, play through the pain, and give her a lot of credit.
Well, it had to be pretty important to win that tiebreaker, too, because if you lose that tiebreaker, then, you know, you have to win two more sets. That's tough, really tough to come back from that, I would imagine.
Absolutely.
Well, Coach, you ended up pulling Kira from the doubles lineup, you know, because her leg did lock up after the match, and that forced you to switch your lineup because, you know, three of the doubles matches were already underway. You know, but you were really happy with how those kids competed, weren't you?
Absolutely. I kind of already talked about Sophie and Lilith, right, the number one spot. That wasn't going to be our lineup, but, you know, they went back to it, and, you know, that's a team that's going to probably be seeded at state. And, you know, the first set, they were kind of, okay, yeah, whatever. But, I mean, even in the first set, we had multiple games where we were, you know, at 30 or at deuce, and they just didn't go our way. And I give a lot of credit to those two seniors to keep with it, keep focused, keep fire. You know, I basically say every single game matters. Every single game will help me in the seeding scenario at regionals coming up on Monday. So they kept fighting, they kept fighting, they kept the focus, and then they started hitting the roll. Honestly, they were a point or two away from that being a very interesting match in that second set. So, really proud of them. And then, obviously, Sabiki was looking forward to playing with Kira. And when Kira couldn't play, it was kind of like, oh, okay, yeah. We don't have anybody else because everybody else has already played doubles. And so we took Ruxandra Vlada, who it's been just lights out in practice, and she's had her first you know, varsity match against Southeast Bo, played really well there. You know, it's not really fair for a JV player to play against the number four person in the state. But you know what? They both competed, and it was really impressive. I mean, I saw Ruxandra and Sabiki both hit winners on volleys when people were trying to crush it at them. So I give them both a lot of credit. I'm looking forward to seeing, you know, what Ruxandra does next year. I think she's going to have a really good year next year.
Well, I mentioned this earlier, but the win by Kira was her third over a top 10 opponent. But as you informed me last night, you know, she is somehow not ranked. Do you know why you think that is? Is that because she missed some time in singles?
Honestly, you know, so there's two polls that come out on my own, right? One's the team poll. And in the team poll, there's a guy out of Cornell or something like that that he sends out, you know, a list of information, and then all the coaches vote, right? It's the thing I was talking about before, right? And so the coaches dictate that one. He just randomly does the individual poll. Obviously, it's not based on UTR. Obviously, it's not based on your individual matches against the top players in the state, because otherwise it doesn't make any sense. We actually had several high school coaches, several, you know, high performance, you know, private coaches, a lot of the top layer level tennis players in the state reach out to, you know, either of us saying, is there something wrong with the poll? It doesn't make any sense. But at the end of the day, you know, we talk about it, you control what you can control, you can't control what the media is going to do. Not even you, Dan.
Yeah.
but, you know, you can't control that. And what you can do is use that as fuel. And, you know, when you go to state or you try and qualify for state, you use that as fuel, motivation to dial in when you need to, or fight through cramps when you need to.
Well, Kerry, you might get another chance to play a top 10 opponent on Friday because Dallin's Grace Fry is ranked number one. You know, are you looking forward to possibly playing her?
Yeah, I love Grace, honestly. She's been one of my close friends for a while. So, yeah, it'll be good to see her, and she's a great player, so it'll be a competitive match.
Well, before we look ahead to next week and beyond, I just wanted to touch on one other meet that you guys had. You were supposed to host the Ankeny Quadrangular last Friday, but the rain got in the way, and two of those three dual meets were canceled. You were able to move the meet against Marshalltown up to Iowa State's Bubble in Ames, where the Bobcats remained unbeaten with a 7-4 victory. But, Coach, you told me afterwards that it was pretty cool for your players to get a chance to play in that facility. And I've never seen it, but it must be pretty nice, huh?
Yeah, it's a good spot. The bubble part of it actually gives a nice echo to the cheering, so it just amplifies the sound. And obviously, it was just cool because, we were able to use the Iowa State scorecards and, you know, it's the Iowa State facility and all that kind of stuff. So it just had a cool feel to it, if you know what I mean.
And Kira, you won both of your matches without dropping a single game, and that was a neat experience for you because ISU will be your future home. You've committed to play for the Cyclones, and some of your future teammates and coaches were there watching. You know, did that make you nervous at all?
Actually, I thought it was going to more than it did. I think it actually caused me to be more focused, and I think I played better than I normally do. So.
Well, I know you told me earlier when you were going through the recruiting process that you picked Iowa State over Northern Iowa. And I was looking at Iowa State's roster, and I knew they recruited a lot of international players. And I see they currently have three players from Spain, as well as players from Ecuador, South Africa, Thailand, Australia, South Africa. I mean, the list just goes on and on. You know, so you're going to have to learn some new languages up there next year?
Well, I guess Goma's kind of prepared me because there's a lot of international people there. So I'll just feel like I'm at home, I guess.
And, Coach, I know you're an Iowa State fan. I'm sure you were happy when Kira picked the Cyclones. You know, you won't have to travel so far to see her, right?
Yeah, well, so UNI is my alma mater, but, you know, I've been an Iowa State fan for a long time. So I honestly was pretty happy that it came down to those two schools. But, you know, Iowa State is a little bit closer. So we'll be able to – and I actually do a fair amount in my paying job with BioConnect Iowa. I do a lot at Iowa State University. So, you know, I'll be on campus and maybe I'll sneak by and – go under the bubble and watch every once in a while to try to do it so she doesn't see me.
Yeah. Well, it works out great for you then. All right, listen to the Ankeny Fanatic Weekly Podcast, sponsored by Legacy Realty of Iowa and Revive Dermatology Clinic and Spa. MJ Properties is also a sponsor of the podcast, and MJ is also the title sponsor of Ankeny Fanatic, and we appreciate their support. All right, well, before we finish up, I just wanted to take a quick look ahead to the postseason. Like you mentioned, Coach, you guys will play in the regional singles and doubles tournament on Monday at Marshalltown. I know you've already seen Marshalltown, and they obviously have a very strong team. You know, do you know much about the other teams that are going to be there?
Yeah, so we played Atama. Our number one doubles beat their number one doubles, but they had a weird lineup. So, you know, it was their number one player and then not the her partner. So thankfully they won very handily. So hopefully that's still persuasive. And then Waterloo West actually has a really good doubles team that made state last year. And they've, I think, won almost all their matches so far this year. And then they have a good singles player as well. So we're expecting that our teams will probably play a lot of Waterloo West teams in this tournament. And then I think it's going to come down to, hopefully, our team, Atama's number one doubles team, and Marshalltown's number one doubles team to get that, you know, get one of those spots at first eight.
Yeah, I was going to ask if you'd spent much time, you know, studying those teams, because I figured you probably had a pretty good idea of what you're going to do, and maybe it really didn't matter what other teams do, but it sounds like you've done your homework.
I looked at it, but it didn't actually change what we were going to do. But it just, you know, you got to be prepared for those seeding meetings, because it can be somewhat random at times.
Oh, I'll bet. Well, Kira, you placed fourth in singles as a freshman in 2022, and then you made it back to state as a sophomore when you ended up bowing out due to the effects of COVID as well as a shoulder injury. You know, I'm sure you'd love to get back to state one more time. And I know you told me recently that you're more focused on the process goals than the outcome goals. You know, but you could be a contender to become Ankeny's first state tennis champion ever. You know, have you ever dreamt about, you know, what that would feel like if you could win the title?
I mean, I think everyone has probably. I mean, it would be a big accomplishment. But I think at the point I am right now, I'm just trying to take everything day by day because there's a lot going on. So just taking everything day by day, and then if it happens, I mean, obviously I'll be very happy.
Well, these next few weeks should be fun. I'm looking forward to it. I'm sure you guys are too. Well, thanks a lot for coming today. I appreciate it, and good luck the rest of the way.
Thank you for having us.
You bet. All right, you've listened to the Ankeny Fanatic Weekly Podcast, sponsored by Legacy Realty of Iowa and Revive Dermatology Clinic and Spa. When you work with Legacy Realty, you're not just getting one of the largest and most trusted real estate agencies in Ankeny, you're partnering with over 75 expert agents who are committed to your success. Whether you're searching for your dream home or selling your property for the best possible price, we offer the right tools, strategies, and support to help get you there. As part of LPT Realty, a national leader in the real estate industry, we combine local expertise with innovative resources to give you an unbeatable advantage. Choose us for unparalleled service, proven results, and a commitment to your success in every transaction. Legacy Realty of Iowa, where your real estate goals become a reality. Well, I want to thank my guests again for coming in today. We have Ankeny Girls Tennis Coach Steve Smith and his daughter Kira. I appreciate the time for both of them here on this busy week. And come back next week for another edition of the Ankeny Fanatic Weekly Podcast.